It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. President Trump's nominee to lead the Department of Health and Human Services appears in front of senators today to face questions before he can be confirmed. Alex Azar was president of the pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly until January. President Trump picked Azar to replace Tom Price, who resigned from the cabinet in September. Juliet Alperin is senior national affairs correspondent for The Washington Post. Juliet, what makes Alex Azar an attractive choice for President Trump and the GOP to head HHS?
He's an experienced federal servant, as well as someone steeped in the health industry and the pharmaceutical industry. So it's a break from tradition in the sense that traditionally, when a president is picking someone to head the Health and Human Services, they either pick someone from academia or from politics. Instead, this is someone who most recently was a top official in the pharmaceutical industry. He was president of Eli Lilly USA for several years. And before that, he was a top-ranking political appointee under George W. Bush at HHS, where he served first as general counsel from 2001 to 2005, and then as deputy secretary, the number two person in the department, until stepping down in 2007.
Now, he's an agency insider. But Juliet, Tom Price got ousted for flying around on private jets. But before that happened, he was an active critic of the Affordable Care Act, not just at HHS, but when he was in Congress, too. And the agency under Tom Price's direction made moves to discourage ACA enrollment, lots of them, even undermined enrollment efforts. What can we expect from Alex Azar?
We can certainly expect in many ways a continuation of the Trump policy on the Affordable Care Act. Azar has also been critical of the ACA. He's talked about how it's circling the drain earlier this year. And so it's not as if he's someone who's going to come in and seek to prop up the law. At the same time, he has suggested that there are ways that the administration can use its executive authority to address the law if it fails to pass a repeal through Congress. And so that's, again, one of the reasons he might be attractive to the White House.
Well, Juliet, we spend a lot of time talking about the Affordable Care Act, but HHS is home to a lot of ideologically hot programs and fights in the background. Reproductive rights, including contraception and abortion, adoption, medical research, including stem cell research at NIH. Does Alex Azar have positions on those?
Yes, although it's a little less articulated than some of these other things. One thing I do think is interesting is reproductive rights, and that's something you're going to see him being grilled on by Democrats. When it comes to the issue of abortion, for example, he's been endorsed by the Susan B. Anthony List, a very prominent anti-abortion political action committee. And so I think that's an area where he's going to come under scrutiny, but may not shy away from talking about his opposition to abortion.
Well, he's a former drug company executive, as you mentioned, at Eli Lilly. Lots and lots of Democrats, at least, would love to see the government negotiating on behalf of Medicare for lower drug prices. President Trump, as a candidate, made some nods towards that policy. I don't know if Alex Azar is going to be for that.
Historically, he has not really endorsed that idea, but I think what you're going to see is he is the president's nominee, and we should get more clarity in the coming days on that. I would be shocked if he staked out a different position from the president, given that it's been a priority for President Trump in the White House. And so I think we're going to see him talking about that in part because it is something that matters both to Republicans and Democrats.
And what are the regulators in the back halls of the Food and Drug Administration saying about this former Eli Lilly executive who could become their boss?
Well, you know, we haven't heard as much from folks inside the agency, but I think in general, people see him as someone who may be more skilled in dealing with both rank and file employees, as someone who helped oversee them for so long in a previous administration, and someone who has, in some ways, ironically, a better chance at working with Capitol Hill, even though his predecessor came from the House of Representatives.
Juliet Alperin with The Washington Post. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.